Welcome to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast. Today we're going to talk a little bit and hype you up for PAX Australia.
PAX hype?
With the few that are actually going from our crew. Yeah. Sorry guys, I'm not going
to
be there.
Well, I mean, to be fair, most of us are, when you look at the numbers, most of us are going, but there's a few people that are not going.
No.
Which happened to include you.
It looks like it's quite a bit not going to me.
Let's use our hype voices. Let's get really hyped up.
Hype.
Whoop. This is my hype voice. I'm real hyped.
Oh.
Excited to be here.
I'm excited to go to Australia again. No, let me think here. So it's going to be Brian, Eric, Dave, myself.
You four, yeah.
The other Eric. Kristen, Kiko, Mike, Jerry.
Yeah, Mike, Jerry. They didn't really count that. They're not staff.
What are you talking about, dude?
They're not staff. They're not on this podcast. We're talking about,
staff
podcast
Josh?
People.
How about this way? If you're talking about the people that people actually want to see, guess what?
Me.
Mike and Jerry are fucking included in that list.
Gone. See? I'm not going to be there. Everybody's going to be disappointed.
There's four of staff that aren't going.
I'm going to put this out there.
Me, Dave, Gavin. Faye and Gavin. And Jeff. So that's five.
No,
let me put this out there, though, Josh.
Jamie.
This is Brian, by the way.
Yeah, see, there's a decent amount of not going also.
I am excited that Josh isn't coming this year because he got me sick last year.
Oh, really?
Well, you deserved
it. Piece of shit.
Hey.
You can stay home and rot.
You deserved it.
Well, keep in mind, so the way that this works is that we give everyone the option to go once every 2 years. Yeah, so they alternate PAX Australias. And so last year, a bunch of people didn't go. I mean, there are a few sort of critical staff members that have to go every year, such as Dave. And I don't know. I mean, frankly, Josh was on that list, but he had too much to do.
Yeah.
So he opted out.
On all this.
Who's on that? The necessary
producer
list?
And Mike and Jerry. You know,
Mike, Jerry. Since
kind of important,
they're part of staff,
but they're not part of staff.
And Ryan, for now, I guess. Right? He has.
Yeah,
to,
I mean, so it's Brian, Dave, Mike, Jerry, me,
Blandon.
Blandon,
he has a job there.
Well,
do I really? Have to go?
You have to go. Sorry.
God damn it. No, I love it. I mean,
no, it's really
and
fun.
Either Kiko
really like
or Dave.
Actually, and just
Kiko or Dave. It's one of the
yeah,
two.
Yeah, either.
And they're alternating.
The lamenting on my part is just the idea that indefinitely I never get to do Halloween in America, which is like one of my favorite moments.
I'll tell you what. I'll just leave it this way.
Nothing beats Halloween Hawaii anyways.
Wait, hold on. Let me finish this thought, which is I understand it's tough missing Halloween in the United States.
That's the close. That's where you're going to get me. All right.
Yes.
That was a classic cryptic Robert thing. So what you're saying is you're going to claim part of Australia as the United States. I see what you're doing here now. All right. No, that's great. I am really excited.
I'm fucking pumped.
Yeah.
I'm fucking pumped, actually. Like, I am so jazzed to be back in Melbourne, actually. Like, I really love that city.
Yeah, man. What was that burger place we went to last year? Like, all the time.
No, I didn't go to it every... I didn't go to it
I went there all the fucking time.
Really?
I can't believe I don't remember the name of it.
Across the street.
It's a little chain, yeah. It's like a small chain. And everybody that, like, all the locals all had, like, amazing stories about it. There was someone in my group who, like, went there on the day of their wedding or something like this. They were like, it was the day of their wedding, and before, like, they just went to get a meal that Brian, because, you know, like, the thing is, like, at your own wedding, you never get to eat. So they're like,
yeah, I saw the Burger King commercial.
They did that kind of thing. But when the place found out that it was their wedding day that day, they, like, basically gave them a voucher so wherever they went on their honeymoon, they could eat there for free, and they paid for their meal and, like, sent food with them for the wedding.
That's
party.
Pretty cool.
And it was like, it was just the local manager who did that too, even just a small chance. It was like, I thought it was really cool. A bunch of people had stories like that.
That is cool.
If only we remembered the name of this place, we could give them a shout out.
I can't remember the name of any place there.
No. All right. So, what are you talking about? How can you not remember? Forget Pie Face.
Oh, there we go. Pie Face. I didn't remember that. Like, I remember all the places, but I don't remember any of the names.
I wonder if Pie Face is still in business.
Like, what was that really good chicken place?
Don't Don't know.
I think you gave them enough money to cover them for the whole year.
Dude,
I know. You cannot put that thought into my mind.
What is it called when you put the peas and gravy and stuff on it?
Hold on. Stacked.
Yeah.
You gotta stack that shit.
Stacks on stacks on stacks.
I like to call it the Eiffel Tower for a number of reasons.
Now I'm picking up.
Yeah, it's gravy.
Yeah, I call it the Portuguese bread. What? All right, so I get that we're excited for Australian stuff, and Melbourne's an awesome place, and also I'm excited to take them for all of their money because I just gambling winning is the thing that I do there. But what about, I mean, just PAX itself has a ton of crazy stuff.
Yeah, what should people be excited for at PAX this year?
Circle back to Melbourne after this, but I want to get to the PAX.
Let me think. I think that this is going to be the first... Is this going to be the first Penny Arcade trading event?
No,
we did one last year.
No, we had one last year.
All right. Like, I'm excited. Oh, this is going to be the first sort of our new iteration of the Club PA meetup.
Oh, yeah, for there, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll do a photo, and we'll actually put it into a proper place. It's going to be one of the satellite theaters, and then I'll do a Q&A for about an hour to talk about whatever anyone wants to talk about. And it's kind of a closed-door session. No filming's allowed. It is always the highlight of my show. Because I get to hear myself talk. So there you go.
We all like slowly sneaking out before you can call on us to answer questions.
Yeah, I've noticed that. I
stay there
that.
The whole time. There's always lots of pin questions. So
I'm excited for the pins. Like the
Is
pins
there
this
any
year
cool merch stuff?
Oh, yeah, the pins this year. I mean, look, so I think that I'm excited for the groundwork of what will be there like almost next year. Because like what we learned we did a lot of new stuff at PAX Prime this year, and that's all stuff that I think we'll be adding some new products next year. And unfortunately, Prime and Australia were too close to do a lot of that stuff.
They get planned essentially at the same time.
Yeah. Like actually, I planned PAX Australia for my part. I planned it before. A lot of the stuff that I sourced, all this new stuff, was all like local vendors and stuff that I worked with really closely, like the play mats and the water bottles. So that's stuff that I think not this year, but next year we'll have, and I'm excited for that. But we have some cool stuff. I mean, the pin set, like Eric mentioned, is really cool. We did something new with sort of like the treatment of the pins to make them look kind of cool. I like the posters that we did for that you'll be able to get the program cover, the art for that as a poster right there. I think that's a cool thing to kind of grab and get signed and everything. But if you're like someone who's going to go hunting for signatures, that's an awesome thing to get signed because it totally ties to that year. I like just some of we're doing the Polygon t-shirts, and I think that the Polygon t-shirt for Australia looks really cool. The particular color combo, I think, is up there with the PAX East one for me as far as the one that I'd like the most and would wear the most. Good, cool mix of just the t-shirts itself. It was another PAX where I accidentally only picked colored t-shirts and then had to like swap in the Flesh Reaper for the merch I realized that we hadn't done the Flesh Reaper there yet anyway, so it worked, but I like looked over the list and I was like, oh my God, it's all colored t-shirts. This has never happened. Like when I started.
Yeah, it was all black.
At Penny Arcade, that was like one of the biggest complaints. Was always like, well, why don't you make a colored shirt? And now I'm like, now it's like black is excluded from our shirt colors. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else. We'll have some of the towels again, I liked those. And I did a limited number of scarves again, just because the design this year was so hot. Like that really cool, the polygon, like fractured polygon look, and the two kind of yellow colors look really cool, the marigold on yellow. So I think when people see those, they're going to be pumped. I'm not doing a PAX sweatshirt yet for Australia, but thinking about it for next year. But I am bringing the co-op hoodie with the terry cloth, so we're bringing one of the premium hoodies, which is typically only available at PAXs. So we did one at Australia this year. This will be the other one where you can get it. It's not online. So that's pretty cool. Can anyone think of anything? I mean, I'm the one that looks at this list of stuff. But
yeah, you've been staring at this for the last week or two.
But it's almost like just now it's just numbers and prices and
Sure. Let me think here. So apparently
doing a couple of combos, which is like something we've experimented with at Prime. Full admission right now, we're out of book fives and they're not in print right now. Like if you want Penny Arcade book five and you can find it in a bookstore, that's the best place you can. I think I have like 30. So I'm doing a three book set to kind of offset that. So if you want to buy any three soft covers, or you can do a hard cover with two soft covers, I'm going to do combos there. And it's like $10 or $15 off of what you'd pay. So you're almost getting a free book for buying those together. So that's pretty great.
Do you remember what the tiers are and the rewards?
It's the patch.
Cool.
And at the lowest end, $35. And then at $100 is the merch pin. It's the it's essentially the last chance to get the merch 3.0. No, I think, well, holiday too will be.
Okay.
Because then when the new shows come around, we'll have the new merch. And then the middle tier is a slap bracelet.
Oh, that's the best, man.
Nice.
I fucking love that slap bracelet.
Is that a bracelet thing down there that they have, though?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
It's going to be funny because I do remember having to explain it. Like, it was the weirdest thing because I never had anyone like openly express. Like, I hadn't witnessed anyone be like, oh, rad, a slap bracelet. And I was like starting to feel like maybe people weren't excited about it. Like, I saw them going out and going out, but I didn't see people immediately slap them on or anything like that. And I was like, huh, what do people think of these? And then I was working at the register for a minute, and someone came up, and they're like, what is this thing? And I'm like, oh, well, it was like a slap bracelet, and you have that in school. And they're like, oh, well, I don't know. Maybe this is an American thing. I'm from Canada. And then, like, people just started swarming around them, and like, you know what slap bracelets were? And, like, started throwing insults at them for being Canadian and not understanding. And it was elevated very quickly. So people were very rabid for the slap bracelets. So
that's going to be very cool then.
We'll see how it goes.
If this is in fact the first time Australia has been exposed to a slap bracelet, that would be a victory.
Yeah.
It would be, yeah.
It'd be amazing.
And certainly the design looks really rad.
Like, oh, it's awesome.
The ones that we have are a really great make. Like, they feel really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, there you go. Merch is excited. But I mean, I'm also just excited to be in that convention center again. And in the town. And
oh, I'm excited for this thing we're putting together. It hasn't been announced yet. I'm sure it will be by the time this podcast goes out. When is this podcast going out?
It'll be out next Thursday.
All right. It should be up. And we are doing we're having Mike, Jerry.
Straub.
Chris Straub.
Double Clicks.
And the double clicks.
It's in the schedule.
Oh, is
which
it?
Is out.
Oh, it is out.
It's not announced, but it's in the schedule. So.
Oh, okay. And they are going to be playing a custom games of Quiplash and Fibbage 2.
Oh, man, I love those games.
Yeah, and what's interesting, though, is that, like, you know, we had sort of contacted Jackbox. We're like, hey, you know, we kind of want to play something on stage. Do you think that, you know, we kind of want permission? Like, hey, can we, it would be cool to play your games. And they got totally into it.
Yeah.
And like, oh, we can do some custom stuff. And, you know, they started, and now they've got like their voice actor involved, like that cool guy. And
that's pretty sweet.
Yeah. So it'll be really, really exciting. And they're going to be popping down there as well to see it go off. That's going to be exciting because that's kind of like a new thing that we've never done before.
Yeah.
Let me think. What else is really interesting?
Live auction panel.
Oh, the live auction panel. Oh, yeah, this is really cool. This is actually really up, obviously, Eric's wheelhouse, which is...
I know this.
So, in short, we always get questions from, and I'm sorry, East Coasters, from East Coast folks saying, hey, why don't you do a charity event at on the East Coast sometime? You guys have, you know, the charity auction dinner and everything. And so we sort of brainstormed, and we're doing a panel at PAX Australia that is essentially the dinner auction.
Hmm.
Without the dinner portion, but just the auction part, where Mike and Jerry are up there doing the auctioneering thing. And we, I think we're going to have 10 like really cool, hard-to-find, rare pieces of game memorabilia.
Hmm. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so it'll be, you know, it'll be the exactly what we do in Seattle, only down in Australia. So it's going to be really cool.
And they won't be wearing tuxedos, I'm guessing.
They will be.
Oh, wow. Going all out.
Maybe.
They need to make sure that if they're going to import those, that they are proper type of cloth that isn't like, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they might have them over there.
Anyway.
I don't know.
So that's going to be really exciting. I'm really excited for the show floor. It's shaping up to be a really beautiful show floor. You know, just I love the free play areas as always. And I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's such a great show. Like, I really like PAX Australia as a show. It feels
main
like a really complete show.
Main theater space is cool. I like the main theater space.
Yeah, the main theater space is really cool.
Is there anybody in exhibition that's new this year or doing something extra big or anything?
Yes.
Oh, just not announceable?
Sure. I don't know.
Okay. Good information.
There's a bunch of like Penny Arcade people who are like, it's a much more indie feel to it.
Yeah.
Like
small. Here's the thing. Like, first of all, like when companies do tell us things at a time, which is, you know, let's say maybe 40% of the time.
Sure.
honestly, half the time I don't know if we're supposed to be keeping it secret.
Yeah.
Just don't say anything. It's like,
sure, but sometimes, you know, like, you know, like now this company's coming this year when they weren't before. Yeah, or something, you know?
I don't know. That shit doesn't mean anything to me, actually.
Yeah,
and I hate it when people make a big deal of that too, because it's like, oh, hey, yeah, you know what? You know, person X dropped because they hate PAX, and it's like, no, it's because they don't have anything coming out.
Yeah, but I'm thinking more like, you know, that way people can look forward to X game being there or something, you know?
Again, can't say much.
All right. All right.
I'm excited for the three American PAXs have a lot of the same management, and so the structure of a lot of the various departments is pretty much the same.
Yeah.
But Oz has subtle differences where they sort of do things different. Like there's a miniature speed painting competition, yeah, tabletop tourney. They have a pinball challenge this year.
Yeah.
As a classic arcade tourney. Like, there's just little things that they do differently. Like, they're doing their own thing, which is really exciting to see. Like,
it is a little, it's not much more, but slightly more democratized. And that seems to have a ripple effect on a number of things. It is cool to see. Like, the way that we do tabletop down there is very unique, for instance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the way that our ops teams work is a little bit different, right, Dave?
A little bit. little tweaks.
And it, to be fair, it makes Dave and my lives a little bit easier, but also at the same time, it puts things out of our control sometimes, which is stressful.
No, I get a kick out of it. I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I get to explore PAX in a way that it will never.
Yeah, but what about like right now, where it's like, all right, if this stuff were structured, if we did structure this in the way that we structure our U.S. shows,
we would be
a little bit more in control of the situation right now.
That is true. That is true.
But you know, I'm trying to see how this plays out before maybe next year we change things a little bit.
We had the same issue last year, and it all worked out great.
That's not what the tracking sheet says. Well, I mean, no, it did work great. It did work out great, but it was not the same thing.
Hmm. Don't take this away from me. This is my PAX. I get to enjoy PAX.
You know what I'm excited for, and I bet Dave is excited for too? Dishes with savory pumpkin. It's not just a dessert over there.
Oh. They do have savory pumpkin. Yes, yeah. That's true.
And the interesting coffee too. I like the way they do their coffee.
But good.
Yeah.
Tiny coffee, delicious.
I do. We were talking about this yesterday, which is that Brian is my gambling good luck charm. I have never lost at a casino while I've been with Brian. And keep in mind, like, you know, this has been, I think, 4 instances.
And the more vigorously you rub me.
Continue. Finish the sentence.
Don't finish the sentence, please.
We'll just leave it there.
Say it slower then.
The more
vigorously rub me, David.
Your moaning just sounds in pleasure, Dave, not in pain.
I can assure you it's not pleasure.
Oh,
no, that sounds pleasurable.
That's you like
you're making the wrong noises. I don't think you know the difference.
Cool.
What's up, Dave?
Hey, non sequitur, guys.
What's right up? Now.
I watched the movie Firewall last night with Harrison Ford and Paul Bettany. Takes place in Seattle, and I'm pretty sure they used the loading dock at the convention center for like a scene in it.
Check it out.
Which I've is supposed to be like another movie. Building, but then I'm like, wait a second.
Wait a second, I've cried
I'm like,
many
don't run
tears.
There. Oh, and he almost runs into something. I was like, I knew that would be there.
I'm sure it has been. Yeah, oh, anyway, so the gambling thing, and of course the convention center is right next to the Crown Casino, which is always very tempting.
So that's where Faye and I witnessed Ryan at his absolute apex. Just 100% everything he said was funny.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing. He was,
he's a very funny. He's a very
what a performance, funny though. He was like in this right level of drunkenness where he was not filtering anything and believed that he was the most charming person on the planet. And he was like 90% as charming as he thought he was.
But still.
Still very, very charming.
Very charming.
But like, I think that he almost managed to get like 3 dealers to leave the country with him. we're waiting with packed bags that he was going to take them back to New York.
Anyway,
Really good times. Really good
times. So, anything else on PAX Australia, or should we transition topics?
I don't know. Is there? I'm not going. I don't know what's going on there.
The community is getting really, it's gelling really well. Like, they're starting to do all the sort of community events that.
Yeah, you're right. Been. I have, like, seen a lot of that stuff pop up on the forums and Reddit.
This year, there's a Child's Play trivia thing that's going second time this year. Like, there's a bunch of much
more
events.
It's so cool,
now.
Like, how organic that all is. Like, yeah. It's not like, you know, we're in there, like, planting seeds or being like, hey, yeah, here's money to make this thing, or here's money to do that. It's like, no, it just all happens. It is very, very cool.
I'm excited to see my group of enforcers. I already have like a bunch of people who return year over year.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of them have just become friendly outside of the show, which is great.
There's a huge enforcer community there.
Yeah. But that group, because, I mean, when I started at PA, a lot of, there's merch enforcers who've been doing merch longer than I have for Penny Arcade, right? Like, so this is a group that started when I, like, with me there. And so I've watched that sort of gel in front of me. It's been really, really fun and really great. And I'm looking forward to another year.
Yeah, it'll be great to see that that rowdy group. They are definitely more intense. The enforcer group there is more intense with their affection, right? I'll leave it at that. They are very touchy. Very touchy group. Touchy-feely group. But no, I'll be excited to see all of them. I haven't seen them in a while. So I've been gone for a while. So what have you guys been up to here?
No one came in while you were gone.
I know.
That's not true.
Like, lights were out. Just
I come in every goddamn day.
Then you
day.
Know how true Brian's statement is.
Well, I was there, so nobody came in. I came in.
Yes, but you know that there's a significant drop-off in attendance when I'm not in town.
It was not bad.
It
actually.
Was actually not it that bad. It's not as bad as usual. Mike and Jerry were actually in a lot.
It's always It always feels very empty without you here.
Yes. Oh, wow. It's very sweet of you.
No, it's that there's no one running around yelling at people.
And it's very peaceful.
Woo! Woo! Pushing his cart around.
I like
around
it a lot.
Yeah. And
wheeling up next to people's offices.
Like standing kind of.
Staring in there creepily.
It's been sitting
I'm trying
there.
To think if there was any, like, really great highlights while you were gone. Like, every family lunch became, like, let's order sad desk lunch.
Oh, my God. What was that?
Last week we went out. We tried to go out. We tried to drive. We ended up walking.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, like you were saying, like, I would get those emails as well, and it was just very disappointing. Very disappointing. It's like, everyone, get together, grab some lunch. It's like, no, I'm too busy. Mandatory. Family lunch is mandatory.
Well, I went out every week.
I saw that.
Even if it was like ended up taking three people with me to come.
But keep in mind, we used to do in lunch all the time.
Never invited me.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but it's hard with this number of people.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Sick burn.
Sick bow.
I gave you updates on the noises that Eric would make when he was playing ping pong.
True.
He took my number two spot on the ladder.
What is up with you, man? What happened? What's going on? You got to just defend your shit, because otherwise you're going to make me look bad.
Eric plays way more than anybody. Like, it's ridiculous how much he plays. He's going to get better when nobody else plays.
You can see now from, like, a few weeks ago, even, like, just Ryan hits every day, too. You can see he's a lot better.
Yeah.
We need a company challenge to inspire people, including myself.
I don't think I'd do it. I don't think I could come back right now.
I understand.
I feel too...
Your back's all messed up.
And ping pong is the thing that can do me more than anything else. For whatever reason, it's just that particular...
It's a lot of jerking around. And
do wheelchair ping pong.
Balls.
You know, what? Do wheelchair ping pong or something. Try something different.
Yeah.
The
I'll go to Penhold. Maybe that'll change everything.
Yeah, I have not... Good. I have not hit a ping pong ball in a long time.
We even skipped it this year when we went to Hong Kong, which was like breaking a tradition.
Yeah, I know.
Sad day.
I know. When I was in Japan most recently, I didn't play either.
Sad days.
I know.
I haven't played in forever either. But that's mostly because I don't want to mess up my tennis. And I was actually playing people, so I didn't want to fuck up my tennis.
Yeah, you were one of the
and
people
I would rather play tennis.
Every week, make a challenge.
And play table tennis. So.
Wow. Yes. Nothing, huh?
Yeah, so you should be falling down the ladder automatically, right? Based on your own rule?
No, because nobody else above me is
everyone
playing
is
either.
Also falling down.
Except Ronham.
Yeah. Who's already as high as he can go, basically.
He took Kiko to five.
Did
yesterday.
He?
Yeah. But he I mean, honestly, like
he progressed. He's
Kiko just needs to hit it to his backhand, and it would be a 3-0 situation.
And sorry, also, Brian, Kiko hasn't played in forever, so if he warmed up, he'd just.
Wait, while you were gone, Ryan Adams, 1989, Taylor Swift cover came out. What'd you think?
It's boring.
It's like the first song is like someone like trying to be Springsteen so hard that it makes me feel awkward.
I thought it was okay to listen to if I was working. Much like classical music.
I did listen to it like 3 times while I was doing some like warehouse work.
Yeah.
With over the weekend where I was just like making engram kits and it was like
yeah.
It was fine for that. It's upbeat. It's not upbeat.
Sort
of, it's upbeat enough. It's you know.
Whatever. I think.
Don't listen to Taylor Swift or Ryan Adams, so.
Well, you're lost, man.
Now I'm extra glad you're not coming to Australia.
Not really. No loss there. I listen to it every fucking day almost because on the goddamn Sonos, every goddamn day almost, it gets changed that no matter what. It's horrible.
What, the Ryan Adams one?
No. Taylor Swift channel or whatever it is.
It's better than meowing cats.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Jewels?
You didn't hear? Weren't you here for that?
I don't remember.
Every once in a while, the warehouse will get in their heads that they should change the music up here using the Sonos app.
Yeah.
And they'll put on they usually let Vizelle decide, and so she picks cat stuff.
What do you mean cat stuff? Is that a genre? Is that really a thing?
Like cat Christmas carol stuff.
Oh, yeah, there is meow, cat Christmas songs.
Yeah, and it's a vast genre.
But yeah, I don't remember hearing that.
Oh,
I wonder if I had just turned the volume all the way down or something.
It was pretty loud.
I put on my A30H, which have noise canceling function, and I listen to whatever I want to then.
It was, I actually installed the Sonos app specifically to make it stop. And I don't do that for Taylor Swift.
You gotta tell your warehouse crew to never do that again. Don't mess with their fucking music up here.
Or they will die.
Yeah.
Or some animals will die.
I can't believe Vizelle would do that to us. She's such a sweet person normally.
You don't know her.
But
apparently I don't.
She likes it. That's the thing.
Yeah, she's sending us a gift. The joy
I'll brighten
of
their days
singing
with
Christmas
these cats.
Carols. Is there anything
yeah,
funnier?
Christmas carols.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and there's a Meow the Jewels. Like it's the cats sing like as part of the beat for rap songs.
Yeah. Barf.
Blah. Blah. Anything
anyway,
else?
I've had enough Taylor Swift in the office.
Want to talk
Please
about
stop.
Anything? What about anything? 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 Brian, you want to talk about anything?
Like personal stuff? You know,
butt stuff. What is anything? Did you do anything cool or memorable on your long trip to Tokyo or Japan?
TGS
I guess
stuff. Anything
Japan
cool?
General?
TGS stuff was TGS was very interesting as usual. I found that working with the Australian team on their time zone is not much different than working with them on our time zone.
Yeah, I mean, they're only 5 hours off, right?
Yeah.
What?
5 hours behind and a day behind.
And a whole day, yeah. So it makes it around the same time.
Day ahead, 5 hours behind.
Well, it's...
That means you get 3 hours of overlap?
No, it's not 5 hours behind. Our 4 p.m. call here is 8 a.m. there.
No, I believe it's 10. It is 10 after the time change. I think it used to be 9.
Then that means it was... So you're saying now it's 6 hours, but it was 7 hours.
Well, wait, does Australia have more than one time zone?
It's almost 10 o'clock there. Okay, right. Yeah. So it was 7 hours, and now it's 6, you're saying.
But is it like... Are you right for Melbourne, but they're right for Sydney?
No. Same time zone.
They're 18 hours ahead right now.
But so it's not 4 hours.
I never said 4.
It's not 5 hours.
All right. I'm wrong.
So
it's
right
six,
now
not five.
It's 9:48
6
a.m.
after this time
in Melbourne.
For this 1 3-week period in which we communicate with them during the non-daylight savings overlap. Normally it's 7 hours.
When we're not working with them as much.
Yeah, I've decided that if... Yeah, anyway. It's it was an interesting experiment to work with them on their time zone. It was beneficial. It was beneficial. So there was... So do you know what an onsen is?
Is that bathhouse?
It's like a bathhouse.
Yeah.
It's a hot springs bathhouse.
Yeah.
And And, you know, I mean, over there, it's not a big deal to be...
Onsen?
Onsen. O-N-S-E-N. And...
The guy who made that song, the Summer Jam, Mark Onsen, right?
What?
So the
you'll figure it out.
And somewhere so it's like, but you have to understand, like in these places, like, you know, there's like it's hot springs, and so and being around a bunch of like naked dudes, whatever, yeah. It's not a big deal. Okay, like that's just the way
you
it
have
is.
Your little towel. That's it. That you carry with you. You
know? Yeah, not. I mean, sort of the quote unquote courtesy towel or whatever you want to call it, but. Usually don't even use it. But anyway, so I went to this onsen in which go in and there's like a woman's side and a men's side.
Yeah.
All right. And you know, I go in and, you know, I use the onsen, it was like probably in the morning or something like that, as I recall. And, you know, I'm there and it's great. It's fine. I'm still trying to wrap my head around it as far as what's going on. But anyway, in the evening, I go back and like, I'll just like cut to the chase as far as like what happened, and you won't, you know, I'll spare the details behind it. But in short, for some reason in the afternoon, they switched the men's to the women's.
That's weird.
Okay. And so...
Are you sure they switched it?
Yes.
Are you sure you didn't go in the wrong one?
Positive. This is fucking like absolutely positive, all right? And
it's weird. They want to switch their fluids or something?
I do not know. And so I went in, you know? It's like, hey, what's up, fellow naked dudes? Wait a minute.
Oh.
And
that's so weird.
That was probably one of the most awkward moments.
Did they shriek?
I'm trying to remember.
Like, did you figure it out in the changing room, or
there really is no differentiation between changing room and the rest of this place? It's like one giant room, and it's just like, "What's up?" Nope, gotta run. And it was not even like it, but like I didn't like run out. It was more of like was like do 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 do, and I didn't really like because I'm not expecting it, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm expecting normalcy, which is other dudes. And like, it's not like you go in there and you make eye contact with the dudes, right? Like, you don't want to do that either.
There's junk to look at. You got to look at that.
Exactly. I'm looking straight at the junk. And
you're like, oh, you were here last week.
So then I go in and then I'm like, no, do, do, do. And then I'm like, do, do, do. And then I start just sort of turning around, realizing what's going on, just taking a lap, do, 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 do. Then walk straight back out. And then walk. Put back my shoes on, back over, put my robe back on, and then out, and then over to what was the woman's, and then back over there. So,
they have like a sign outside the door that you missed or something?
It was literally a small, like an 8.5 by 11 sign that got changed.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And by the way, they changed it back the next day. Because I looked. Because I am smart. Yeah. So
so
the lesson is to...
Now you're an international pervert.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
Robert Koo, international pervert. Yes. Put it on the business card.
It's on there. Yeah, I was a little mortified. But, you know, learning experience.
Provocateur. Don't,
make sure to read everything before you go in.
Yeah.
All the fine print.
Make sure you know what men and women's sign is.
Fine Japanese print. So what about you guys? Anything similar?
Funny you should mention that. No. Nothing I'm willing to talk about.
All right. We can talk afterwards then. Fantasy football is in full swing.
I've been surprised about how much chatter and how much people have been to it.
Yeah. What were you about to say?
Who's winning?
Who's winning right now? Right now, Kiko's in first place.
Yeah.
He's 4-0. And then Josh, me, and
who Carol. Else
Carol. Is that it? Is that who's tied for second?
Maybe.
Is
Carol, 3-1. Is Carol managing her own team fully, or are you giving her input?
She's asking me for input.
Because it feels like a pretty, like, There's some joshy kind of moves there.
There are some joshy kind of moves.
Like what?
Just some of the free agent pickups feel like ones where like you would go for.
Well, sort of like I did not recommend that last one she did.
Mm. What was the last one she did? I was looking at two weeks ago, she did like a couple, like more than one. And that feels like doing more than one move in a week is like a very Josh thing to be like.
No. If you need him, you need him, man. Now she dropped Shane Vereen for some other dude.
She had a decent team from the draft, but she always seems to, she leaves very few points on the bench.
Yeah.
Which to me is a sign of someone who's paying attention and doing.
It makes her very angry when somebody does not give her points.
Hey, for the record, by the way, I am in second place and I had Romo as my quarterback. So, I mean, I think that is some kind of
Romo and Lacy.
Not really.
Romo and Lacy, yeah.
Eh.
The thing is, like, I don't, maybe this is just.
There are a lot of good quarterbacks. Like, it's not hard to pick up a new
bias,
one.
But, like, it feels like there's a lot of injuries for like key players this year.
It does seem like that.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of teams have been, it might not be that there's more injuries to like week over week starters, but I do feel like a lot of teams are carrying veterans who they're babying.
Well,
like what the Seahawks are doing with.
Because like with a lot of the auto draft, they drafted those people that were out anyways that were going to come in, but were injured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some people wouldn't normally have drafted those necessarily.
I think what Brian's saying is merely as a total league observation.
I'm saying I think a lot of people auto-drafted, and that's why, because there are many people.
Why they're on rosters. Like Arian Foster still went pretty high in our league, even though he was out the first 4 weeks. And there's a few people who came into the season with concussions and stuff. I don't know. It feels like there's just more marquee players who are missing weeks this year.
I think there's a lot more aging top talent.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a big cause of it, is a lot of those guys are getting up there for football.
Eagles suck. All right. I'm miserable because the Lions are bad.
Well, you know, that last game was rough.
Yeah, I was at that game with Jeff. Baylor posted some stuff.
Treat.
I watched it happen. Jeff and I had an exchange. I wish that Jeff were here for this conversation because he can corroborate this story. But the fumble happened. I watched it. It was on the end zone that we were at. So we watched the whole thing happen. And I watched the dude bat it out the back of the end zone, right? And I was like clearly hitting out the back of the end zone. And then there was like this long, stunned silence. Jeff and I, for totally different reasons, were just stunned in silence for a long time. And then I eventually turned to him and I was like, wait, why was that a turnover? And then we had this whole conversation about...
Well, it's amazing because it's amazing how astute you were, because no one else knows that rule.
Yeah, that's the thing that we're talking about. Most of the players don't even know that's a rule.
I don't know why I knew that, but I
because it
I
probably did. Impacted the Lions in some way.
But I also knew that rule for some reason. I think somebody's done it sometimes.
There's also weird rules around like just batting a ball directly out of bounds on onside kicks and stuff too. Like
maybe
there's
that's
other
what
stuff
I knew
that
it.
Were
yeah.
like there's different versions of that. Like that, maybe not that specific rule, but I knew that there were rules around fumbles, and also that it wasn't a fourth down, and that no one ever possessed the ball is what bothered me the most. It was like, no, he didn't gain possession, so the last person who possessed the ball was a Lion, and it rolled out the back of the end zone before anyone. So why wouldn't the Lions get it at the least at the 20?
Yeah, round? Dave, what do you think?
Are we talking about football?
Yes.
Sports.
Your
sports.
Favorite.
This podcast has it all, folks.
Anyway, it's just fun that now I've actually witnessed one of these shitty experiences for the Lions in person. So thank you, Jeff, for letting me.
But
let me see that.
I'm going to say I would not say that was 100% clear that he pushed it out, because it was a weird, the way he touched it, it was like he was going to grab it and then he didn't. And so like, because it's a judgment call, it was a very deliberate rough.
Like,
but it was weird. Like when you see him do it, it's like a little,
he just
like a hesitant little touch. Like he doesn't even know what to do with it.
He was deciding what to do and he chose to push it out. He could have done anything.
Anyway. Better.
This is the most boring podcast we've ever done.
This is even more boring than the time zones conversation. It is fun to go to a Seahawks game though. I will say that you should do it at least once. See if you can go with Jeff or get tickets and go.
Yeah, I'll think about it.
Just an experience. Just like seeing a pop star at their apex, seeing a local sports team when they're doing well is a fun cultural experience that everybody should have. It's part of your duty as an American.
I could probably be convinced to go to a football game, but not with Jeff.
I think it would be more meaningful for you if you were playing fantasy football and you had a player that was on that team.
If I had a character.
Yeah. Sure. Yes. One of your mans.
It's pretty funny was actually watching, playing. Like I've seen Jeff almost pass out from
I want nothing to do with that whole proximity.
And I'm sure that Robert's seen him almost kill himself over that last year's. It was pretty bad. It's pretty bad.
Dude, you have no fucking idea.
Very depressing. But it could be worse. Could be a Lions fan. Then you never even get to go to one of those ever.
I would have rather loved it all. All right.
It's better to have loved and lost.
Also, you said duty earlier. All right. Anything else, guys? We're done?
I think we'll end on the duty. So if you have any questions or topics you would like us to discuss, please email podcast@penny-arcade.com.
Peace.
Bye.
Later.